Jerry Bader, show 924. James writes, you're asking, what would the Obama administration have to do to actually have the president or the administration be called out by the media in the way that the media calls out all other scandals when they're Republican scandals, even when they're not really scandals? Jerry, if you were to suspend the Constitution and cancel the midterm elections, that might be enough, maybe. Even then, the media would say, well, he shouldn't have gone that far. He was practically forced into it by the obstruction of the Republicans. Well, you know, Harry Reid just used that. Harry Reid blocked something in the Senate. In fact, where do I have that? Actually, he is James. They blamed it on the Koch brothers. Yes, Harry Reid would take the Senate floor because of the evil Koch brothers. The president had no choice but to cancel the midterm elections. All right, you think this is all in jest? Today's Wall Street Journal. The U.S. Senate failed to advance another piece of popular bipartisan legislation late Monday, and the reason tells the real story of Washington gridlock in the current Congress. To wit, Harry Reid has essentially shut down the Senate as a place to debate and vote on policy. The majority leader's strategy was once again on display as the Senate failed to get the 60 votes to move a popular energy efficiency bill co-sponsored by New Hampshire Democrat Gene Shaheen and Ohio Republican Rob Portman. Mr. Reid blamed the defeat on Republican partisanship, but the impasse really came down to Mr. Reid's blockade against amendments that might prove politically difficult for Democrats. Now follow along. The Nevadan used parliamentary tricks to block energy-related amendments to an energy bill. This blockade is now standard procedure as he's refused to allow a vote on all but 9 GOP amendments since last July. Mr. Reid is worried that some of these amendments might pass with support from Democrats, thus embarrassing a White House that opposes them. In the case of Portman Shaheen, Republicans had prepared amendments to speed up exports of liquefied natural gas, to object to a new national carbon tax, to rein in the EPA's war on coal plants, and to authorize the Keystone XL pipeline. A majority of the public supports all of these positions, and many Democrats from right-leaning or energy-producing states claim to do the same. The bill against the EPA's coal plant rules is co-sponsored by West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin. He, of course, from coal country. Yet the White House and Mr. Reid's dominant liberal wing won't take the chance that a bipartisan coalition might pass these amendments, most of which the House has passed or soon would. President Obama would thus face a veto decision that would expose internal Democratic divisions. So Mr. Reid shut down the amendment process. Republicans then responded by refusing to provide the 60 votes necessary to clear a filibuster and vote on the underlying bill. He wouldn't allow any of those amendments to come to the floor, so they said, all right, fine. Then the underlying bill isn't coming to the floor. But the media goes along with the idiotic ride of Harry Reid that that's Republican obstructionism. He holds the minority hostage with parliamentary trickery, doesn't allow them any amendments. And then when they say, well, if we can't at least have a vote on these amendments, because Reid certainly knew some of them would pass, putting his party in an embarrassing situation, showing the division within his own party when it's always the Republican Party that's painted as being split in two, he wanted to save the president from that embarrassment. So he doesn't allow any votes on any amendments to be voted upon. So Republicans say, well, then forget it. We're not going to give you the 60 votes. And they are the obstructionists. That's exactly how, no matter how egregious the scandal, you're right, Jason, that's how they would get out of it. That's exactly what they would do. All right, still to come in the show, I know that there are those of you who believe I never criticize Republicans or conservatives. Those of you who believe that want to be here at 9:35. And this is, we have kind of a revisitation of a topic that generated a lot of calls several months back, but this is a new take on it. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs.